Now, it seems that Fingal residents are now paying an unnecessary property tax. This all happened because the LPT collection is managed by the Department of Revenue, and they require that all local authorities have their LPT decision made by the end of September each year. It was then at the local Fingal County Council budget meeting earlier this month, it came to light that there's an extra 8.6 million euro in the kitty in the treasury. Several councillors now say they, had they known about it in September, they would have decided not to increase the LPT by 5%. And I'm now joined by Councillor Keith Redmond for Malahide and Howth electorate, and he's going to be talking about it. Good morning, Keith, and thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Johnny. Thanks very much.
You're most welcome. The pleasure is all ours, by the way. First of all, Keith, tell us, is it now too late to reverse this decision? Surely a case could be made by the County Council to Revenue in an effort to organise rebates, and even on a phased basis. What do you think?
Well, unfortunately, it is too late because the councillors are the people who set the rate in September, in the September meeting. And in the first instance, the council would have absolutely no interest in reversing it because they were the ones who proposed we increase the tax. A very emotive case was made by the executive at the time, the manager, and he effectively said, you know, I need this extra 2 million euro or else services are going to suffer and people will suffer and the homeless will suffer, and made a very emotive case that swayed a number of councillors on the day. But the budget in Fingal is about 240 million euro every year. And that 2 million euro obviously represents less than 1%. And I made the case on the night that really if he wants to find 2 million euro in his budget, all he had to do was get a less than 1% saving across the rest of his departments and he would have the money he wanted. But he didn't. He wasn't persuaded by that argument. I mean, it soon became apparent then at the November meeting, 2 months later, 8 weeks later, that in actual fact he had discovered 8.6 million, so over four times that, down the back of the sofa somewhere. And he didn't tell us in September that he had 8.6 million. Now, he said that he didn't know he was going to have that 8.6 million because there was what they call rates buoyancy, which is that they brought in more rates than they thought they would. And he got money from the central exchequer, the government, to cover some of the pay rises for the civil servants in, because of the unwinding of FENPI. So he maintained he didn't know he was going to get that money. I don't think that holds water. If you're talking about 7 or 8 weeks out, you can't expect people to believe you didn't know you had 8.6 million euro more coming in. So now we're in a situation, as you say, Johnny, where the manager says he has four times what he said he needed, but we're still not going to give the residents of Fingal back the increase in the property tax that's going to hit them in January. So why can we not do that? Well, they maintain that councillors, while we have the power to set the rate, we don't have the power to reverse it. And as you said at the start, that revenue itself needs 3 months' notice of any change in the property tax for its computer systems. Now, I think that's excessive as well. I mean, we're talking about flicking a switch here. So I don't think that it's... At this stage now, the system has been undermined. Really, the trust has gone. So we have to have a situation where the property tax rate is set at the same budget meeting as the commercial rates is set and every other figure and fact is known. Otherwise, we're just buying a pig in a poke, as we did this year.
Okay, so the amount of money raised by increasing the tax rate, as you mentioned, is approximately 2 million euro. What's going to happen to that now? How will it be spent, or will it be spent?
Oh, it'll be spent, all right. There'll always be a reason to find to spend money. I mean, as you're probably aware, Fingal County Council spent over 22,000 euro counting squirrels on Howth Hill last year. So there's always a way to spend other people's money. That'll never be a problem. The red squirrel population in Howth was dwindling. And the last known figures in 2011 showed there were 25 animals on Howth Hill. And for some reason, they decided they wanted to do a census of the squirrels in Howth. And so they paid somebody 22,000 euro to go and count them. And the chap discovered there's only two red squirrels left, both of which are male. And of course, that doesn't bode well for the future of the red squirrel population. But the notion that we are, you know, stuck for cash in Fingal or there's an era of austerity is absolute nonsense. We increased the budget by 10 million euro last year, and now the manager is going to increase the budget by a further 10 million euro this year. So our spending is racing ahead, and as I've just explained to you, we don't seem to find it hard to find money for the most, I would consider, the most silly of projects.
So the issue of allowing the LPT decision to be made in November as part of the budget meeting, that's been raised with the Department of Revenue by the Housing Department, Housing Planning and Local Government Department, but Revenue are unable to facilitate any changes to the current arrangement. So what's your view on this?
Well, no, they're unable to do it because their computer systems at the moment sorry, not their computer systems, their personnel systems. In other words, the people who have to input these figures maintain that it takes them 3 months' notice to be able to do it. Because don't forget, this isn't kicking in until January. So they reckon that they need 3 months to do that. I just simply don't believe that. I mean, if you're given notice of a property tax rate that's been set in November, you've got 6 weeks, 8 weeks to get your house in order to implement that in January. So it's kind of similar to the system you probably heard recently, that the young girl who did her leaving cert and was told that her leaving cert results couldn't be rechecked within 3 months and she was going to lose her position in veterinary. And she actually had to go to court to force the state to correct her exams earlier so that she got her place in veterinary. So, you know, the fact that the gears of the civil service grind very slowly is not an excuse for, as I say, not giving councillors the full information to make decisions on whether they want to increase people's tax.
Yes. Well, computers, they do what they're told to do, don't they? I mean, there's a lot more funds available now in the country. Surely extra manpower and overtime in revenue, the revenue department during the last quarter could, you know, be an option to facilitate. What do you think of that?
Absolutely. I mean, like the notion that we need, I mean, you may need a bit of overtime. I don't even think you need a bit of overtime. You just need people to input a figure. There are only 40 councils in the country. So you get somebody to sit down for 2 days and just input the 40 figures. I mean, it's not really going to take that long. I mean, a computer is going to do, as you say, what it tells you. So if I say to the computer that the rate is 10% or the rate is 15%, you're literally talking about typing in two numbers into a computer for Fingal and then moving on and doing Roscommon and then doing Galway. And, you know, it's not going to take long. You don't have to reprogram anything. This is just a calculation. You just input the two numbers.
Yeah, absolutely. So what would you suggest be done going forward to avoid a mess like this happening, say, next year or in the future?
Well, we absolutely have to have the local property tax adjustment rate meeting has to happen at the same time as the main budget meeting in November. It just has to. And if they can't do that, you bring the main budget meeting forward to September or October, because there's absolutely no reason why the people of Fingal are now going to be paying higher property tax next year. No reason for it whatsoever. We don't need the money. And they're going to have to pay a higher property tax because councillors were not given all of the information in September.
Okay, so we leave it at that, Keith, if you don't mind. Thanks again for joining us. All the best to you. Take care and have a great day. And best of luck with getting this right for next year.
You too, Johnny. Thanks a million. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All the best. Now, that was Councillor Keith Redmond telling us about Fingal County Council's response to local property tax criticism.